Introduction. The Environmental Biotechnology Network, or EBNet, is a community dedicated to engineering microbial systems for environmental protection, bioremediation, and resource recovery. Funded by UKRI, we work to connect academia and industry together for mutual benefit. In 2023, we sponsored a short story competition with Green Stories, a University of Southampton initiative which runs a series of free writing competitions across various formats to showcase what a sustainable society might look like. The theme of the EBNet-sponsored competition was Microbes to the Rescue, and the base requirement was for short stories of between 1,000 and 3,000 words that showcased microbes in a positive way and in an environmental setting. The aim of the competition was simple: to encourage wider awareness of the various technologies and issues in the environmental biotechnology, or EB, field. It was not obvious that content could be solicited in what is, at heart, a very technical and STEM-heavy topic. As sponsors, we were delighted by the large number of 161 entries from across the globe, and it must be said, surprised by the many misconceptions held about this sector. With so many stories to choose from, we decided to share some of them in an anthology. This book features a wide selection of genres and styles, technologies and situations. The unifying theme is that EB has been clearly incorporated within the plot, for effect, for education, for amusement. We offer you a representative sample to browse through according to your personal preferences. Among this collection, you will find something for everyone. There are tales for children and young adults. Most stories are aimed at adults, with some featuring more contentious material, including themes of death, murder, and corporate espionage. Some stories are set firmly within the context of the present day, whilst others are speculative and explore imaginary futures. To include a broad range of examples of EB in fiction, we cast a wide net. Consequently, readers with specialist knowledge may find that the accuracy of the science has sometimes taken second place to the necessities of the plot. As a general disclaimer, these fictional depictions of science should not be mistaken for the real thing. We warmly encourage the curious to go one step further and find links to reliable sources of information elsewhere, including at ebnet.ac.uk. We hope you enjoy the collection. This freely available anthology is only possible courtesy of the original authors who have permitted us to make their work publicly available, and Professor Denise Baden of Green Stories. We thank them all for their generosity and time.